Hi, welcome to our podcast of the week. We are ambassadors for John Molson Women in Leadership. And today we will be interviewing for our podcast, Karim, who was VP Finance of John Molson Women in Leadership last year.
So to start off, the first question is, can you tell us about yourself and describe us with a brief background?
Sure. So my name is Karim. I was born in Montreal, Canada, and briefly lived in Egypt for about 7 years. I completed high school in Sejep University in Montreal. My mother is Moroccan and my dad is Egyptian. And I recently graduated from JMSB with a BCom, majoring in finance and a minor in real estate. My hobbies include reading, dancing, exercising, traveling, volunteering, and journaling. Prior to entering JMSB, I was actually completing a certificate of business due to not having certain prerequisites. And that lasted for about a year until I got accepted to JMSB. So it was quite a long process to finally get into the university. So I can relate to a lot of students when they struggle or they're very stressed about getting to university. It's quite a challenge.
Perfect. That's great. Yeah. Our second question was, what was one of your biggest challenges? You somewhat answered it. What was one of your biggest challenges throughout your university path? And if you had any tips on overcoming that certain challenge?
Sure. So I actually divide that question into two parts because I attended university like before the pandemic and of course during the pandemic. So before the pandemic, when it was in person, the biggest challenges were more like adapting to each professor's style of teaching. I found that very challenging at first because some professors were a bit more hands-on, whereas other professors were a bit more like laissez-faire, like, you know, learn at your own ease or at your own pace. Some professors were very nitpicky. So it was very different to adapt to every style. Finding my own style of learning was also very difficult for the first about year and a half. That was quite a challenge as well. What else? Also, you know, learning, you know, whether you want to learn in crash courses or in with your friends or with specific study groups or with a private tutor, that also was quite a challenge as well. Finding your own, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, that was also quite a challenge. During the pandemic, however, it was like, you know, the fear of the unknown, especially, you know, mid-March, that really took a toll on us, especially when everything was just silent. The university was silent because they also did not know what to do. So I was like, we had so much fear, like, are we going to get held back or what's going to happen? You know, there was so much uncertainty. And of course, you know, managing your time when working at home was also quite a difficult task, especially there was no clear distinction between working from home and going to school. And everything was just kind of, like, you know, just thrown at you. You're just stuck at home and you just have to manage. So that was also quite a challenge during the pandemic. Some tips and tricks I'd recommend is, you know, be completely honest with yourself, find your strengths and your weaknesses when it comes to studying. What works for you, what doesn't work for you, what might work for others might not work for you. For example, people were raving about crash courses, how they got an A+, like when they just pulled an all-nighter and they got it. Doesn't work for me, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm someone who, like, you know, the information has to creep in gradually throughout the term. Yeah. So I'm someone like that. And if you have the means, of course, you know, get yourself a private tutor. It doesn't have to be someone from the school. I personally liked having that same person just stick with me throughout until the end. That's just how I am. So that's also very important. Just do what you got to do to make sure that the information gets to you, that you are on top of everything. Also, you know, we have so many resources online. Using CASA JMSB, that's a great way to get information on specific courses that you're a bit, you know, unsure of or insecure about. Asking previous students who took the course, that's a great way to get access to it. I wouldn't necessarily ask academic advisors about it because they're more, you know, you have to go to them with very specific questions. And I completely get it. It's a complete hassle to go talk to them. So not my recommendation to go to them, you know, if you have, like, you know, very general questions about a course. Your best bet is honestly CASA JMSB or previous students who took the course. Also, something very important and something that I know it's a slightly controversial topic to what teachers or what professors or anyone at university will tell you is that failure and not meeting your expectations for a certain course, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's okay. If you fail a course, it's just a course. It will be irrelevant in 2 years from now when you graduate. It's not the end of the world. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Don't put your self-worth or your value in your GPA or grades. Trust me, when you graduate, when you find a job, it will not matter. And as as Mr. Miyagi said, there's no such thing as a bad student, only a bad teacher. That's something I live by throughout my whole university career. Find what works for you, honestly.
Perfect. Those are some good tips. Thank you. Our next question is, you were VP Finance for GMWL. So how did this contribute to your university experience?
Sure. Well, I actually got into GMWL through, I was part of the male focus group the year prior to that. So during 2019-2020, I was part of the male focus group, and it gave me a better taste for university rather than simply associating with, you know, professors and studying and exams. So it just, it kind of opened my eyes into a whole new world that, or another university life that I did not know about. So that was, that's what got into me. That's what got into GMW, got me to GMWL, sorry. Networking at the events gave me an experience of what it's like to be in the business world. I got to work with an amazing team for the Male Focus Group. I got out of my comfort zone as well and was able to meet amazing new people, whether it be at networking events or just, you know, the previous team. It also gave me an opportunity to see that nobody is perfect, that we all make mistakes, whether, you know, as a guest speaker, as a panelist, you know, they slipped up, they said a few things that were not necessarily the most appropriate, the nicest, or that didn't really align with GMWL's message. So, you know, it gave me a better understanding that, you know, nobody's perfect, and to not put so much pressure on yourself. As for VP Finance, it was more, this is when, you know, the pandemic hit and it was, everything was online. So it was definitely more of a challenge to work remotely as a team and to make sure that, you know, everything was rolling so easily. So it gave me the opportunity to grow and learn how to budget, especially for a team. And given that at the time we didn't have many sponsors, we didn't have anything because everyone was living on such a tight budget. So we had more expenses than revenues. So it really gave me the chance to minimize the expenses and make sure that, you know, we end on a good note. Nothing is, we're not in debt. We're on a good financial standing.
Perfect. Sounds good. I will let you ask the other three questions.
Sure. Yeah. So, I see that you graduated in December 2021 and that you took a few months to recharge before going back into the workforce. So what are you currently doing to recharge and what kind of value do you receive from this?
Sure. So I'm currently staying in Egypt with my dad. I'm attending business meetings with him just to get a taste of what it's like to be in a business environment and what it's like to work with others. So recently we actually had an exhibition in the oil sector field where we had to basically, it was the opportunity for Egyptian companies to go into joint ventures or partnerships with other potential foreign investors. So there was an interesting meeting actually where we met with potential Russian investors who wanted to work with our company in Egypt and wanted to establish a presence in the Middle East. However, like, you know, due to like, you know, the war that's happening between Russia and Ukraine and sanctions being placed, that's currently being put on hold. So it's just, it's so mind-boggling to see, you know, what you're learning in school or what you learned in university being applied in the real world with current events. And it's just, it's crazy, you know, I'm speechless about the experience, honestly. But honestly, it's a pretty interesting experience. And on the side, you know, I'm taking Excel courses as well because I felt that was not properly taught in JMSB or was like not prioritized. I understand that there were some Excel workshops, but, you know, it wasn't a requirement for us to master the skills of Excel unless you're in BTM or unless you're in that specific program.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. Yeah. I know you say you had a degree in finance and real estate as well. So do you plan to find a job within like finance or just real estate or somewhere like in between those two?
For the first job, I'd rather be in finance. That's what I majored in. So I'd rather just stick to that for now. But real estate, I'm doing that on the side. Like my brother and I, we purchased a triplex a few years ago in 2017, actually. So that I'm doing on the side. I'm not tossing my minor, but for now, finance is definitely a priority for me. I'd like to find a job in a bank. That's something that I would ideally like to do, you know, especially, you know, I have the future goal of becoming a self-employed or being an investor. So definitely I'd like to see how the bank thinks and be able to get that knowledge throughout my career at the bank.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So that actually brings me to my next question. If you can go a little bit more in details, it's what are some of your future goals that you wish to attain in your professional career? So in like finance, like you say you want to work at the bank. So like what are some of the professional career goals you have?
Sure. So definitely getting that work ethic, that's definitely something I would like to get. And basically having a better understanding of how banks think and how, what are some key points or what are some key aspects that they're looking for in an investor? Why would they lend it to this, to X investor, not Y investor, for example? How to negotiate better, that's something that I would like to learn as well. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend attending networking events. You know, it's such an underrated key feature. Like before the pandemic, I don't know what you guys are doing now, but you know, before the pandemic, when I was part of the Male Focus Group, it was honestly an amazing opportunity to meet a bunch of panelists who worked in banks or had different job positions. And they definitely gave us a better idea of how to negotiate, for example, in banks, or how to negotiate to get a job and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So those are all, you know, skills that you will not learn from university. You know, there's no substitute for real life experience.
Oh, true to that. So I think, well, that's our last question. Thank you for sharing. Do you have anything you want to say extra, or it'd be good if you don't? Is just any advice, anything?
To students or just in general?
Just in general to our listeners, which are students.
Okay, sure. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't take life too seriously. Enjoy the process. Trust me, the grades will not matter at the end. It's great if you get an A+. It's okay if you don't. Your self-worth is not in that. Your self-worth is, you know, getting involved, what you do, what legacy will you leave behind? How will you help people? That's what really matters. Mm-hmm. The life outside of the classroom.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for hosting me, honestly. It means a lot.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.